Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? For you have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then if you want to listen, or follow if you like in a slightly different version, Hebrews 1, 1 to 4. It's from the Children's Bible. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. He spoke to them many times and in different ways. And now, in these last days, God has spoken through his Son. God has chosen his Son to own all things, and he made the world through the Son. The Son reflects the glory of God. He is an exact copy of God's nature. He holds everything together with his powerful word. The Son made people clean from their sins. Then he sat down at the right side of God, that great one in heaven. The Son became much greater than the angels, and God gave him a name that is much greater than theirs. Who likes stories? Put your hand up if you like stories. Oh, good. A few of you. Anyone of the children want to tell me their favourite story? Yes? Which one?
Tom Gates, a tiny bit lucky.
Tom Gates, a tiny bit lucky?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds good, like a kind of, you know, tiny bit lucky means he's very lucky. Keturah wants to say, we're going to get there, yes?
Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley. Yes. There's something I could say about that, but I won't. Yeah?
He likes the Octonauts.
The Octonauts. Oh, okay. Yes?
Gangster Granny.
Have you got a gangster granny? Yeah? Which one?
The Highway Rat.
Thank you, adults, for helping me. We can't hear properly. Yes?
Blue, what's that smell?
Blue?
Poo, what's that smell?
Poo, what's that smell? I said it before I'd even thought about it, yeah? Harry Potter, which one? All of them. All of them. How many are there?
Seven.
Seven? Okay. I don't think so. Hello, just one more, sorry, Emily.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Sorry, we'll do just one extra because you're right in the corner. The Lion King. Oh, cool. Right. Well, everybody really loves a story. Even though we have lots of technology and stuff, we still like stories, hearing stories, watching stories, telling stories, reading stories. The Bible is a story book. It's mostly about things that happened and then explaining the things that happened. There are loads and loads of people in the Bible. Interesting people, lovely people, horrible people. There are all kinds of people in the Bible. And then there's this big character in the Bible that goes through every story. And that big character is God. So the Bible is an amazing story. It's really interesting story because it's a real life story that's quite old, but it affects us right now. And the youngest person here really can understand a lot of the stories in the Bible. And the oldest, cleverest person here can study the Bible and go to university and study it. It's that kind of a book that you can read it very simply and you can get more and more deeply into it. I'm moving around the camera too much, sorry. It's an amazing book, and it's made up of two books. Now, somebody tell me, what's the question? Somebody tell me what's the question. Almost. That's pretty good. The question was going to be, what are the two big parts of the Bible? You can't answer that now because everyone's got it. Yes? The Old Testament, New Testament. Right, I want someone who has an answer, perhaps two strong people to come up here to help me. Okay, I will have you then because there hasn't been a minute. Oh, yeah, you two, sorry. You two. Oh, and you can come as well. Yeah, all right. I'm really confused by who's who. If you two want to stand up here, right, okay. Now, the Bible, it is a book, like, it's a book like this, because you've got some. So it is a book, but it's a book made up of lots of other books. It's one story, but lots of little books. So I've got the Old Testament here. So who's super strong? I think you're super strong. So I'm going to give you the Old Testament. So here we go with the first book.
How much hands?
And
it's so light.
It's so light, yes. Okay. So you put your hands sort of like that, otherwise with them go sideways. There's a perfect way to do that. Right, there we go. So here's the Old Testament.
Oh,
I've had to miss out a few.
Are you doing like 27 books?
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
There are actually, anybody know how many there are in the Old Testament?
27.
No, nearly. Yes. 30 something else, yes?
26.
No, right over there. Pardon? Does anybody actually know? There's 39. Okay. Now that sort of represents 39 books. I thought, depending on who was holding it, I better not bring any more books up. So that's the Old Testament. And then a little bit smaller, this is supposed to be less books really. We've got the New Testament. So we've got Matthew. And then Mark, and then John, and then another one. There's Luke as well, but I didn't bring that one. And then we've got the book of Revelation. So, that's the Old Testament. And if I gave you all 39, you wouldn't be able to carry them, would you?
No.
I don't think so. And in the New Testament, there are 27. So if I gave you all 27, do you think you could carry them?
No.
Yeah. So it's... You're like the person who thought I could be Prime Minister. Very optimistic. Okay, so if you want to stand there for the rest of the service holding those until your arms drop off. Well, you see, the thing is, the Bible is the Old Testament, loads of books, and the New Testament, loads of books as well. And they're lots of different books. They're different colours and shapes and sizes with different stories in. But you know what's amazing about it? Even though there's this pile of books and this pile of books... They also, I'm addressing those, I should be addressing you. They're all telling the same story. So if we put them here as a reminder for us, I'll just put them down here and you can have a little rest. Put the Old Testament there, and then we'll put the New Testament over here. You guys can go and sit down. That was really helpful. Thank you. And they're books that tell a big story. So now I want loads of volunteers. So if you want to just come streaming up here, that would be wonderful. Just don't put your hands up. Just keep coming, and I'm going to give you a piece of paper. And if you want to go and stand in a line like this, so take it and stand there. Let's have some more. If I run out and you don't get one, I'm really sorry. You'll have to go and sit down. Okay, don't fight. It's fine. I think this should be enough. If you're a little bit older... Maybe you might have to give way. Oh, Noah, I didn't even plan that, but Noah got Noah. How cool. I'm sorry, but there's only two left. So can I give it to the two girls? Sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't have quite enough room. Right. Okay. Now, you've got to step down here. You can't be on the stage. It's too confusing on the stage. Okay. So who's got something right near the beginning of the Bible? Adam. Okay, brilliant. You go right over to the left. Okay. Has anybody got Revelation? Who's got Revelation? You. No, you haven't. You've got Recreation. That's near the end. That's brilliant. Come this way. Come this way. Wonderful. Come this way. And I can... No. If you come this way, that'd be wonderful. And face the front. Okay. I might need some help in a minute. Right, missionaries, you go that way. King David, you go a little bit to the left. Right, fall, you go a bit to the left. Abraham, you go a bit to the left. Creation, you go far to the left over here. Okay, it's beginning to take shape. A little bit further over, I think. Creation before Adam, brilliant. Thank you very much. You're helping me. And then we've got fall after that. And then we've got Abraham here. And then we've got Daniel's a bit later. Noah. Yes, we've got Noah. You guys are really helping me, aren't you? Joseph comes near Abraham. So if Joseph goes down there. Noah before Abraham. Thank you very much. I do know it really, honestly. That's perfect. Wonderful. Jacob comes before Joseph. Who's Joseph? Abraham, Joseph. Wonderful. Okay, Exodus, that's here, before King David, after Joseph. Okay, it's looking good, it's looking very good. Church is a little bit further to the right. Jesus, yeah, let's have that. Jesus here. And resurrection is after Jesus came. Missionaries going out, recreation, church. Redemption, let's put that sort of there around resurrection. Moses, have we got Moses somewhere? Yeah, Moses before the Exodus. Brilliant. Oh, I'm really worn out. Okay. Daniel comes before Nehemiah. Perfect. Like, anyone who's like really super under control. Jesus and church need swapping, do they? Okay. Is that good?
Oh,
I've had enough of this, really. Can I go home? Okay, I think we're all right now, aren't we? Adults who got their head screwed on. Okay. This is the whole story. I've missed out lots of bits, of course. But it's the rough order of the whole story told by all those different books. So if you want to hold it up really high, just to show everybody. Okay. Brilliant. That's it. Thank you very much. Now, you can keep your bits of paper if you want. That's it. Thank you. You can go and sit down now. Well done. Yes, you can take them home. You can do anything you like with them. Oh, so, we've got the Old Testament and the New Testament, all the different books that make that up, telling the big story. And in the handout, so you've got a timeline that's got a little bit more detail than that set of names that I just showed you. That works its way through from the beginning right through till the last days, the time that we're living in now. Another way of thinking about it, much simpler, is to think it's a really big story and it begins with God makes everything. Who makes everything?
God.
God makes everything. That's the creation. And then we think about Adam and Eve disobeying God. That's the second thing. Sometimes we call that the fall. And then it tells the story over a very long time of Jesus coming to help. Or to rescue, Jesus coming to rescue. Sometimes we call that redemption, creation for redemption. And then the last one is glory or restoration or something. Everything will be made better. And other bits of the Bible talk about it, but I suppose especially the last book in the Bible talk about that. And we're going to focus today on this pile of books for a few minutes after we've sung our next song, and think about this pile of books. What's this pile of books? I've forgotten. It's the Old Testament, that's right. And what's this pile of books? It's the New Testament. Okay, brilliant. Okay, so we're going to think not about really all the stories in the Old Testament, but just about why it's there. Because you might think, I know why the bit about Jesus is there, because I've heard quite a lot about Jesus, so I understand why the books about Jesus are there, but I'm not quite sure why all these 39 books about stuff before Jesus are there. So we're going to think now, and probably over the next two all-age services, about some of the answers to that question. Why this great pile of books that we call the Old Testament? And we're going to learn something, which is the Old Testament helps us. And there's some actions for this. I'm really rubbish at actions, so forgive me if this is not very good. But here we go. Children, you can follow me if you could. So we're going to learn about God. We're going to learn about me. What did I say? Learn about ourselves. We're going to learn about God. We're going to learn about ourselves. And this is the best one I can come up with. We're going to get ready for Jesus. Okay? So if the children could stand up for a second and do that with me. All the children stand up. You don't have to come to the front. Just stand up where you are. It's not... Brilliant. Thank you, Noah. Well, those who bothered to stand up can do it. Okay, so we're going to learn about God. We're going to learn about ourselves. And we're going to get ready for Jesus. Did you manage to hit someone on the side of you? Shame if you didn't. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to remind you of that in a minute. Learn about God. Learn about ourselves. Get ready for Jesus. Sit down. So first of all, we're going to learn in the Old Testament about God. We're going to learn lots and lots of things about God. We're going to learn that he made everything. God made you. God made everything else. God made all the stars and planets. God made the universe. God made everything that we see and all the things that we don't see. Everything material he made. Nothing was made without him. And Jesus was there making it with him and for him. So, he made everything. We learn also that he is good. And when we say good, we mean really good. Like he's really perfectly good. Like the best thing you could ever imagine good. Not just a good apple or a good car or a good house or a good holiday. But like really, really good and perfect in every way. He is holy. We learn that in the Old Testament. That means he's different from us. And he always behaves perfectly. But at the same time, he is loving. He is not just a bit loving. He is very loving. We've already talked about God overflowing with love. That he is very kind, very generous, very caring. He is very loving. And just to remind us, there's a couple of verses on the screen there. We learn about him being the creator when it says at the beginning of the Bible, in the first book, down the bottom there, Genesis. In the beginning, God created. And it says the heavens and the earth, and then it talks about God creating everything else. And then a bit later, I don't think I've got Exodus there. Couldn't find one with a big title on the end. But in the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, when God says something about what he's like, when he talks to Moses, he says, the Lord, that's the name for God, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. And that says some of the other things we were thinking about God. That he made everything, but he is holy, he is good, but at the same time he is loving. That's that long word, compassionate, which means he's really kind and he's able and willing and wants to forgive people for the wrong things that they've done. Just to say, by the way, down the bottom there is text a question. And if you did have a question as we were going through, I have got the phone here that's on that number. If you wanted to text a question, I can either answer it now or I can answer it sort of later or separately in some way. So do feel free to do that. It's not just up there as a joke. You really can text a question. So, but you've only got about 5 minutes to do it. So, about God, he made everything. He's good. He is holy. He is loving. So what does the Old Testament tell us about? What are the three things? Somebody want to tell me? Put your hand up. Yes. You don't know. Okay, that's someone else who might know. Tells us about... Yes? No. What does the Old Testament tell us about? About God, about ourselves, and it... Get ready for Jesus. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to practice that over the next few weeks, won't we? About God, about ourselves, and it helps us get ready for Jesus. Right. Okay, so we learn about God, we learn about ourselves, and we get ready for Jesus. Now, I'm not going to say much about the other two things, but just to mention them, and then the next time we have some services all together like this, we're going to think about the other two things. So we learn about God, but we also learn about ourselves. What are human beings like you and me? What are we like? What should we be like? Who made us? Why are we here? Where are we going? Where do we come from? And the Old Testament really helps us understand. Helps us understand that God made us. Helps us understand that God's in charge of the world. helps us understand why we do the wrong things that we do, helps us understand why the world seems to be broken, beautiful, wonderful, but at the same time broken. What is it to be a human being? The Old Testament will help us, like the whole of the Bible, but especially the Old Testament. And then the third thing is that it helps us get ready for Jesus. And it gets us ready for Jesus in lots of ways, and we'll think about those in a few weeks' time. But it gets us ready by making promises. It gets us ready by giving us pictures. The promises are things that God says to people like Eve, Adam's wife, and Noah, and Abraham, and David, and Isaiah, and even the last book in the Bible, Malachi. So there are promises all the way through the Old Testament, and that gets us ready for Jesus because they're fulfilled in Jesus. And then there are pictures. There are things that happen that show us what Jesus' coming is going to be like. There are things that happen to people and nations that show us what God is like when he comes to help his people. So it gets us ready for Jesus in those sort of ways. So lastly, why would we study the Bible? Why would we want to look at the Bible, and why would we want to look at the Old Testament? Well, hopefully you've seen that because it tells us about God and about ourselves, and because it gets us ready for Jesus, the Saviour, we really need to understand the whole story, because it'll help us understand God and be friends with God. So we need to read the Bible. And it's really helpful to understand roughly where you are in the Bible. So we had a whole line of people here. So whenever you're reading the Bible, it's good to know, am I over here, near the beginning, at the very beginning, after the fall, or am I kind of in the middle bit, in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Malachi and stuff, or am I over here when Jesus has come, or am I right over here when Jesus has gone back to heaven and I'm in the church? It's really good to know when you're reading a book of the Bible, roughly where you are, because it'll help you understand the story better. It's always good to know which bit of the story you're in. Sometimes if you're reading a book, some of you children might do this, but certainly adults do it, you read the end bit first, don't you, to kind of work out where it ends. You get frustrated with all the bit in the middle and you go to the end. But that's okay. A lot of you shaking your heads like you're all purists. You never do that. But I sometimes have done. Not often, but sometimes. But anyway, it's all right reading the end. But as long as you know it was the end bit and it's not the middle bit, so you can still appreciate the whole story. So we need to read the Bible. We need to know where we are in the Bible. And especially, we need to look at the Old Testament to help us get ready for Jesus. And that's a question for all of us about whether we are ready for the Saviour. You see, when you properly read the Old Testament, you realise that God's in charge of the world and he made everything, but at the same time, I've failed God, and I'm not friends with God, and I need to be friends with God. So I am ready for a Saviour, but I don't know where he's going to come from and help me. And the Old Testament, with all the promises and all the pictures, helps me. So I'm really ready for Jesus. So then when I get to the story of Jesus, I say, I understand what you mean. Yes, I am a sinful, wrong person who needs to be saved and become friends with Jesus. Are you children? Are you adults ready for the Saviour? Do you really appreciate what a wonderful Saviour he is? Is the Bible your favourite story? Should be. It's the story of God. It's the story of you. It's the story of me. It's the story of the world. It's the epic story. Is the Bible your favourite story? Is God in Jesus Christ your favourite character? He should be.